G'day punters, welcome to the AFL Lions season 2014. About to jump into semi-final week. Got a couple of cracking games of football ahead of us, Sting. What are you thinking?
We do. For those of you who have bought our book, which clearly wasn't as many as should have, but that's a gripe for another day. There was a little section in there on finals analysis, and one of the big things that's really important in semi-finals week is since we moved to the revamped format of the top eight, where the top four play each other in week one, which was in 2000. We've had 28 semi-finals games. The side coming back from a loss in a qualifying final has won 26 of them, including 22 wins by 10 points or more, and they've covered the line 23 of the 28. So history says Cats and the Dockers are your starting point, but as you said, two cracking games and worth some more thought before you actually plonk money down.
Beautiful.
We kick it off Friday night at the MCG for Geelong and North Melbourne. The Cats laying about a goal or just over a goal. Total points line, mid-170s.
The Scott boys bursting into each other. I've made my thoughts on the Scott brothers well and truly known. That Brad Scott's general demeanour is a byproduct of the fact that he's been chasing ass his entire life, and he's always been one step behind the big brother, who's always just been a little bit better at everything they've ever done. So he's been battling his way through, and he's got a chance to get the ultimate big one over his brother this week. But look, I think on face value, Geelong probably a bit too strong. Johnson was an absolute liability last week for those guys. Coming back
wasn't
from
he
three
terrible?
Weeks out, he was horrible. He needs to provide more than just flair for them. He'd be embarrassed by what he put out last week and looking for a big game this week. I think he'll have a real impact. Boomer Harvey, obviously, coming back from suspension, will be out to have a big impact himself. Missing last week's nail biter. I think Guthrie will go to him, as history's told us, and he'll do a pretty good job on him. He runs hard and he works hard. I think the elephant in the room for me is Drew Petrie. He was absolutely atrocious last week until the last quarter.
Yep.
And I think Frank the Tank getting on the end of a couple in the last quarter has allowed him to escape some acid scrutiny. I've not seen a key forward play as poorly as he did for the first three quarters of that game. Dropped God knows how many uncontested marks. He's going to need to bring his absolute A game this week against Taylor and Lonergan, who are very good defenders. I just don't see where North get the win. I think they're just a little bit outclassed across every line at the moment. And look, the last time a side went out in straight sets was 2007 when the Eagles had that dishonour. Do we dare bet against it? I don't. I'm taking the Cats 1-39. I don't think it'll be a blowout, but I think the Cats will win.
Couldn't agree more. I've got the Cats at the minus. You can get 6.5 at Luxbet. That's the best number on the board. Gee, that's not many. I think that's missing a one in front of it. North have got a really good record as underdogs in Victoria, but that tends to come in games where they're getting 3 or 4 goals start. Their record is very small. Underdogs is not great. Geelong beat them twice this year by 5 goals and 3 goals. And Geelong in Victoria this year, 14-0 against sides not named Hawthorn.
There you go.
I'm pretty happy to lay a goal.
Beautiful. Very good. Comment, see you. Kangas next year. Bozos.
Saturday night, we're at Subiaco. It's a 5:50 start Perth time, so strictly speaking twilight, but it's a night start for anyone on the eastern seaboard for Freo and Port Adelaide. Dockers laying about 9.5, 10.5 points. Total points line, mid-160s.
Yeah, look, Fremantle were bold and they were brave last week against the best of competition have to offer in the Sydney Swans. It was only a bit of buddy magic that probably stopped them from getting that win. Look, Port were absolutely devastating, but I think you've got to factor in the quality of the opposition that both sides took on last week. The Tigers were horrible. Port's real strength is their ability to run and spread wide from the contest. I'm not... The narrower confines of Subiaco aren't ideal for that. Obviously, there's not as much room to break into. So Fremantle zone that ground really, really well. For Port Adelaide to try and get the same sort of run and carry, they're going to have to break the lines through the corridor. And the Fremantle Dockers midfield is just too disciplined to allow that to happen on a regular basis. Fife the MVP last night, well deserved, the big fella. He's an absolute jet. Mundy and Barlow through the middle of the ground, and throw in Crowley and a tag at the feet of Sanderlands. It's a pretty imposing unit. I don't think the likes of Boak and Hartlett and those sorts of guys are quite at that level just yet. And the game is, finals games are won and lost in the midfield, and I think that the Dockers have clearly got the edge there, regardless of their issues up forward and their issues, or their bigger issues down back. So I think, I'm going to stick with the favourites in a close one again, and again taking the 1-39 Fremantle.
Yeah. I'm with the Dockers at the minus. Again, that finals record overall, side coming back from the top four game. Home field advantage is huge for this one. So these are just the head-to-head records rather than the records at the line. Last 2 years, the Dockers are 21-2 at home, compared to 13 wins, 11 losses, and a draw on the road. Port 17-6 at home, including 10-2 this year, 11-13 on the road. So both of these sides drop back to mid-tier sides away and are just outstanding entities at home. I think home field's worth more than 10.5, and I think Freo are a marginally better side than Port.
Yep.
This is a three. I mean, they played a game 2 weeks ago where the line was pushing 3 goals, and I thought that was about right. Not much has changed my mind on that. The home team's won all 3 games in the Ross Lyon v Ken Hinckley era. They've also all been quite high-scoring games. I wish this was a Saturday arvo. I'd have happily ploughed into the over in that scenario, but both teams trend under at night. And in the sudden-death finals game, there's a bit too much riding on it to suggest a shootout's on the card, certainly with a Ross Lyon coach side.
I had the same feel in both games, to be honest, with regards to the total points. And whilst the total points are generally, in my opinion, are probably an easier market to jump into, Just the feel of both games has got me thinking there's going to be a bit of a grind. As I said earlier, Geelong and North Melbourne both last week had very slow first halves in terms of scoreboard pressure, and I just think that the games probably won't open up as much in the second half as they were allowed to last week against better opposition this week, this time around. So,
especially if they're reasonably close.
Exactly right. I think it's all, when you get into the second and third week of the finals,
the rest is irrelevant.
Scores drop and it's all a little bit tighter, but you know, the way that these sides, the attacking ability they have now, all sides, the capacity to score goals and score goals in blocks, 3, 4, and 5 goals at a time and quickly, you probably can't really take the under on, unfortunately, but that's the only play you've really got it from a line perspective.
Yep. Yeah, so Freo at the minus for me. As I said before, 26 of the 28 qualifying final losers have won in the second week since we moved to this format of the final series, which means the multi of the two has hit the mark 12 times out of 14. Best prices on the board straight up are at Lutzbet. You can get $2.57 about the multi, so I'm going to have a dip at that. So I've got
Larrikin.
Cats at the minus, Dockers at the minus, and the double straight up.
Beautiful. I've got both favourites to win 1-39, paying about $2.20 to $2.30. Depending where you land.
Beautiful. All right. Good luck and good punting, folks.